Tuesday's bombing of the UN headquarters in Iraq struck the heart of the international humanitarian community. People whose lives took them from one crisis to the next. The attack killed longtime aid workers and representatives of American nonprofits. And that's forcing people who say they want to help Iraqis to reassess their own security. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Canal Hotel in Baghdad was not only the UN headquarters, but also a popular meeting place for non-governmental groups. Aid workers went there to coordinate with UN officials or simply hang out in the cyber cafe. American lawyer and human rights activist Arthur Helton was there for a meeting and was killed in the blast. A colleague and friend of his at the Council on Foreign Relations, Princeton Lyman, remembered him this way.
I always think of Arthur as a strong and dedicated activist on behalf of humanitarian issues, but always someone seeking to find solutions, seeking to find a way to move things forward.
Arthur Helton, who was 54 years old, had been looking at the humanitarian conditions in Iraq and just weeks before traveled to Angolan refugee camps. Lyman says Helton traveled to many world trouble spots before writing a book called The Price of Indifference.
Very dedicated, willing to go to where the problems were, see them firsthand. He was not a detached scholar in that sense. And when he put forward ideas, as he has in recent years, on how to reform the international community's response to these crises, it was based on an awful lot of firsthand experience.
The UN bombing also hit close to home for many private relief groups. Canadian Jill Clark of the Virginia-based Christian Children's Fund and her Iraqi driver were both killed in the blast in Baghdad. Her colleague Betty Forbes described the 47-year-old Clark as a passionate champion of children's rights and said she was in Iraq drawing up program ideas to help women and girls.
In her notes that she'd already sent us, she centered in on the feelings of the women and the girls. They felt like prisoners in their homes because it just simply was not safe to go out. The crime rate, of course, was getting higher. Girls were getting kidnapped from the higher income families.
Forbes is vowing to press ahead with Clark's work to bring back her reports and share some of her ideas with other humanitarian groups.
We cannot just abandon this. We need to do this in memory of Jill. She worked hard on it. She lost her life for it. It was important work for her. It's important work for our organization, and we will follow through.
But the Christian Children's Fund hasn't decided whether or not to start up programs in Iraq. Safety will be a factor as it weighs its decision. Save the Children, CARE, and other relief groups already in Iraq, so they have no plans to scale back their work now, but are taking it one day at a time. Even before the devastating truck bombing, these relief groups tried to keep a low profile and hired local security guards. Jim Bishop of Interaction, a coalition of humanitarian groups, says attacks on relief workers have become all too familiar.
The people who undertook this attack obviously had an agenda, and over the course of the last decade or so, humanitarian workers have found that they're no longer just the accidental victims of violence. They are often the targets of violence.
He cited Afghanistan, where several aid workers have been killed in recent months and relief groups threatened, and Liberia, where aid workers were briefly evacuated from the chaos of Monrovia. Still, Bishop says the scale of the attack in Baghdad was a shock. As Michael Keats of the International Labor Organization looked over the list of victims from Tuesday's attack, he saw several friends and colleagues from his days in Kosovo, Nadia Yunus, Jean-Salim Kanan, and Fiona Watson. Keats called them a dedicated bunch, as he put it, mercenaries with a human touch.
When you see it in operation in the field, the people that work, the dedication, the loyalty, the single mindedness, you know, they want to get the job done. They want to help. This is what you do out there. You want to help.
He said UN agencies will soldier on, though he expects some longtime aid workers will be hesitant to go to Iraq to replace their slain colleagues unless security improves. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.